I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The State Commission tasked with looking into passenger rail on Colorado's Front Range is getting to work. The goal is to present draft legislation to lawmakers by December 1st. Committee member Jim Subi heads ColoRail, a passenger rail advocacy group based in Denver. He says they're looking into models in other states as well as what requirements exist for federal funding.
I don't think there's going to be a gigantic bill in by December 1st, you know, that answers all the questions. But I think what we'll probably end up doing, or at least what I'm thinking about, is move the ball down and get some more work done on both the Chief and on Front Range Rail and start to build public support for this system.
The group is an expansion of the previous Southwest Chief Commission and still tasked with working to preserve and improve the long-distance Amtrak route that travels through southern Colorado. To that end, Subi says the commission plans to resubmit an application for a federal transportation grant. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, is expected to tour the Gold King Mine in southwestern Colorado today. That's where workers with the agency inadvertently triggered a spill of 3 million gallons of wastewater in 2015. The EPA designated the mine and nearly 50 other sites in the area a Superfund district last year. Governor John Hickenlooper, Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett, and Representative Scott Tipton are planning to be there as well and to hold a town hall afterwards. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.